Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Hur Yisdaf Tes, Hur Yis 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start on the facing page, Masnisin, the Mishnah, about a fifth of the way up. Ein Chayavin, Bezdin is not obligated to bring the Halam Dover procedure for an erroneous ruling. If al shmias kol, if the ruling was regarding specific violations that would cause a carbon olav yored, the fluctuating or sliding carbon that either a person, based on their wealth, brings an animal, or they bring a bird, or they bring a mincha, the flour and oil process. So Shmias kol v'abitis v'soyim, if a person claimed that he doesn't know testimony, or he uttered something that's going to be a violation, v'al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, the tuma of the Beis HaMikdash coming into the Beis HaMikdash, or regarding the kachim of the Beis HaMikdash, if they issued an erroneous ruling on these topics, these things are atoned by a carbon olav yored, by the fluctuating carbon. They also, by the way, are not chayvei krisus. And these, because they're olav yored, are not going to be subject to the rules of he'elam davar, because the he'elam davar is only by a chatos kavua, by a straightforward atonement carbon, and not by the fluctuating carbon. Now, this becomes our topic, the fluctuating carbon. And whatever the violations are that would cause such a carbon, but there is such a carbon olav yored, in certain circumstances. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, which is quoted now in the Mishnah, v'hanosi kayotze bohem divir Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that the nosi, the king, is going to be the same halacha as we just described regarding Bezdin, that the carbon olav yored, the fluctuating carbon, will not apply to him. So again, we started off that the he'elam davar, the mistaken ruling regarding the Bezdin that made a mistake, is not going to apply if the issue at hand was something that would be atoned by a carbon olav yored. And then we took a step further in our discussion and commented that the king, in his unique system of atonement, would not have to ever bring a carbon olav yored. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Now, we are looking to spend today's session explaining, understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who again holds that carbon olav yored does not apply by a king. I do want to mention that the Rambam does not codify the halacha like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. The Rambam, in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, writes on the contrary, HaMelech v'Kohen Mashiach, the king, as well as the Kohen Gadol, Mivian karbonon al shavuas soedus al shavuas pito al tumas mikdash v'kodeshav. These topics that our Mishnah enumerated, kishar hedyotos, they would bring their karbon just like an ordinary person. In other words, the special karbon process unique to the king, that's not going to apply over here. But what does happen? According to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, it bottoms out. There's no carbon olav yored by a nasi. The fluctuating carbon simply doesn't apply. According to the way the Rambam is paskening, like the other opinions, the carbon olav yored would apply by a king. But again, our Gemara spends a bit of time explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and that's what we're going to spend time on today. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili that a king does not have the fluctuating carbon. Let's skip down to one line up from the bottom, which will bring us directly onto today's daf. Talmud Rabbi Yossi Aglili Mehocha. The reasoning of Rabbi Yossi Aglili that a king is exempt from the fluctuating karban is as follows. Ditanya. Hayu Rabbi Yirmiyah Omer. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Nema lo sagia yado. In the description of this fluctuating or sliding priced karban, it says, if he can't afford. V'ne'emar lo sasig yado, because he couldn't afford it. Misha bali de'anios v'ashirus. It only makes sense to apply such a karban by a person who could sometimes be poor and sometimes rich. Yatsa nasi. Excluded will be the king, u'mashiach, and the Kohen Gadol. She'ein bo'in lide'anios. It's impossible for them to be poor. And therefore, the concept of karban olaviyorid, a sliding priced karban, based on your assets, doesn't make any sense. Nasi dechsiv, regarding the king, it's written, va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem alokov. He's going to do the mitzvahs of a violation of a mitzvah of Hashem, his God. It's describing Mishen al Gabav al Hashem alokov. Only Hashem is above him. And Mashiach, Dechsev Yakoin Agado Me'echov, he has to be greater than his brothers. And he's greater in many areas, including Osher. So you have a king. He's answerable to nobody. He can tax. He can do whatever he wants. Clearly, he's going to be a wealthy person. And the Kohen Gadol, also, they wanted him to be wealthy. She'im ein lo, the Gemara says, if he doesn't have assets when he's appointed, gadleyu. So you give him money, and you make sure that he's wealthy. Is an interesting thought as to why it's important that the Kohen Gadol be wealthy. So one approach is simply so that he should be respected. He's a king of sorts. He's the master over here. But they say an insight that when the Kohen Gadol davens on behalf of the Jewish people, we don't want him to be a poor person, and his perspective of generosity and wealth is very limited. We want him to be a robust income type person. We want him to have great aspirations, even in the physical realm. Not that he's aspiring it to it personally. We want him to be focused spiritually for sure, but he should understand these things. He should appreciate. Otherwise, he's going to be asking Hashem for bread and water for the entire Jewish people. And we want a more generous prayer to take place, so he should be wealthy. In any case, the karban olaviyorid is not going to be applicable to these two people because by definition, they are wealthy, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. One more little piece, Bo'amine Ravina me Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ravina asked of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Nasi Shenitztara. If you have a king and he became a metzora, this actually did occur in the course of history. The king became a metzora. Mahu, what would the halacha be in such a case if he did a violation that would make Ola V'yored normally applicable? Would he have to bring it? Midcha dachi. Is it totally pushed away because he was a king? O miftar patir, or is it just temporarily, as long as he's a king, so he's going to be absolved? According to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, how would you rule? Amale, so he answered him, let's try to understand your question. Dilach o degaza? Are you talking that you're thinking he's going to bring it from your money, meaning from taxation? Or he's bringing it from the treasury. And the implication is that if the money is coming from the treasury, he's still a wealthy person, even if he became a metzora. Right now, he's not able to be the king, so he can't impose any new taxation. But he's certainly, he's a wealthy person, and he's still not in the category of an Ola V'Yored, of a fluctuating Karban, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he too would be exempt, even because of his current status. Because having been a past king, he's an enormously wealthy person, the assumption goes, and therefore he's absolved of this type of Karban. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.